Initiatives on the Washington state ballot this year have been drawing big money. In the waning weeks of the campaign, contributions have been flowing into the fight over what could be the nation's first carbon tax. KUOW's investigative reporter John Ryan has the story.
If you go to Puget Sound Energy's website, you'll see Washington's largest utility claim to take a stand on greenhouse gas emissions. The gas and electric utility says it's taking action by investing in wind power and supporting policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. If you went to Puget Sound Energy's headquarters on Monday in Bellevue, you'd see environmentalists protesting PSE's efforts to block action on climate change. Kathy Carruthers with the group Carbon Washington was one of the small group of 17 protesters. They demonstrated on the sidewalk after being removed from an outdoor plaza at PSE headquarters.
PSE, well, they have a lot of coal, and they are paying for the no on 732 ads.
Initiative 732 is the carbon tax on the Washington ballot. It would tax carbon emissions and cut taxes on manufacturing and sales. PSE is one of the biggest donors, trying to discourage voters from passing it. Other heavy hitters include a national trade group for the oil industry and Kaiser Aluminum of Spokane. PSE gets about a third of its electricity from coal. It would have to pay taxes on its 14 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions each year.
Our concern with 732 is the impact on our customers' bills.
Grant Ringel is a PSE spokesperson.
There are better ways to get at the goal of significantly decreasing CO2 emissions.
PSE has also filed a lawsuit to stop Governor Jay Inslee's plan to cap carbon emissions. Ringel says PSE prefers action at the federal level. Here's climate activist Kathy Carruthers again.
It would be nice if it was possible to get something done nationally. Right now, we have split government, and it's very hard to get anything done.
The Carbon Washington campaign has had few large donors. The state's established environmental groups have largely left the grassroots effort to sink or swim by itself. But Audubon Washington joined in at the 11th hour. Audubon has raised more money to support the initiative than business groups have raised to fight it. Audubon's biggest carbon tax donor is a billionaire couple from Houston. John Arnold made a fortune trading energy for Enron and then his own firm before starting a foundation with his wife. A spokesperson for their foundation declined to comment. Reporting from Bellevue, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.